This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Taliban and American military officials have accused each other on social media of acting against peace-building efforts in conflict-torn Afghanistan. The Twitter debate follows months of negotiations to try to bring an end to the Afghan war. The talks have failed to deter the Taliban from stopping or reducing hostilities. In recent days, battles between Taliban insurgents and U.S.-backed Afghan security forces have killed and wounded hundreds of people, including civilians. Australia's ruling Conservative coalition won a surprise victory in the country's general election on Saturday, Reuters' David Doyle reports.
After hailing a miracle election win on Saturday, it was perhaps apt that Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison started Sunday in church.
You don't get to be a Prime Minister and serve in that capacity unless you're first a member for your local electorate.
Voters had answered his prayers the day before, setting his Liberal Party-led Conservative coalition on course for enough seats to form a majority government. That's despite years of unfavourable polls and widely held expectations that the opposition Labour Party would win.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Exit polls say Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi will secure a second term in office as the country's general election wrapped up on Sunday. While Modi's party had been seen as the front-runner, there was uncertainty whether it would secure a majority. But five different exit polls said the party was set to win at least 287 seats, comfortably crossing the halfway mark in the 545-member parliament. That total would put it far ahead of the main opposition Congress Party and its regional allies. Vote counting will be done on Thursday. This is VOA News. Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz called Saturday for an early election after his vice chancellor resigned. Reuters' Mia Womersley reports Heinz Christian Strache was caught covertly shot video, apparently promising government contracts to a prospective Russian investor.
Strache has headed the Freedom Party since 2005, credited with bringing it back to mainstream electoral success. The video was reported on Friday by two of neighbouring Germany's leading media. It allegedly showed a meeting in Ibiza in July 2017 between Strache, another party official, and a woman purporting to be the niece of a Russian oligarch. In it, he appeared to offer direct inflated construction contracts to a company in exchange for support for his party, though he also said he wanted everything to be done legally.
That's Reuters' Mia Womersley reporting. The United Nations Secretary General has condemned recent attacks in Mali that killed and wounded the alliance's peacekeepers. A spokesman for Antonio Guterres said the UN chief was deeply saddened by the death of a Nigerian peacekeeper who succumbed to his wounds following an attack by unidentified assailants in Timbuktu. In a separate incident, three Chadian peacekeepers were wounded in Mali's Kidal region when their mine-protected vehicle hit an IED. Guterres said targeting peacekeepers may be a war crime. At least 16 people were injured in a blast targeting a bus near Egypt's Giza Pyramid Sunday, security sources said. Most of the injured appear to be tourists, and South African nationals were among the foreigners hurt. There were no immediate reports of any deaths. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday assailed Congressman Justin Amash as a total lightweight after the Michigan lawmaker became the first Republican to call for Trump's impeachment. Reuters correspondent Jason Albondo reports.
U.S. Representative Justin Amash took to Twitter on Saturday, saying that special counsel Robert Mueller's report on the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election revealed that Trump, quote, engaged in specific actions and a pattern of behavior that meet the threshold for impeachment. Amash also said the report, quote, identifies multiple examples of conduct satisfying all the elements of obstruction of justice. The White House and the Department of Justice did not immediately respond to requests for comments about Amash's tweets.
Our attorney general ruled based on the information there was no obstruction. So you have no collusion, no obstruction.
While Trump has said that the report concluded there was no obstruction of justice, the report made no formal finding, leaving it to Congress to decide.
Reuters' Jason Albano reporting. And Dutch singer-songwriter Duncan Lawrence said his dream came true shortly after he won for the Netherlands the 64th Eurovision Song Contest in Israel on Sunday. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.